USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back at the White House Tuesday night after spending some time in New Hampshire highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce.
This port supports over 2,300 jobs, adds $275 million to this region's economy.
Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talking about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The parents of the alleged Michigan high school shooter will not have their bond reduced. An Oakland County judge refusing to bring it down from $500,000 to $100,000. She did accept James and Jennifer Crumley's wishes to be co-defendants in the case, represented by the same attorney, and tentatively set their manslaughter trial for October 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Fannie Mae predicts a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. Actor Johnny Depp is taking the stand in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard Tuesday. Depp is claiming Heard falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post article and is suing her for $50 million. Depp telling jurors about the physical abuse he experienced from his mother as a child.
She could become quite violent, and she was quite violent, and she was quite cruel.
Heard's attorneys are claiming the allegations are true. The article isn't libel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims he didn't know a 2020 birthday party thrown for him was illegal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Two grim milestones are being marked today. It's been 29 years since the Waco massacre happened in Texas. The 51-day standoff came to an end when FBI agents raided the Branch Davidian compound. Branch Davidian leader David Koresh and more than 80 other cult members died when the compound burned to the ground. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered in Oklahoma City for today's remembrance ceremony on the 27th anniversary of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building. Families of the victims and survivors took part in the somber observance, which included the reading of 168 names of those killed in the 1995 bombing. A published report says an NFL team rigged games.
Sports Illustrated is reporting the National Football League is investigating the Cleveland Browns for allegedly throwing games that took place during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. Former chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Jo White, is leading the investigation. Ms. White is also in charge of investigating Brian Flores' claims that he was offered $100,000 per loss from Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross during the 2019 season. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Crew 4 astronauts are in Florida for a dress rehearsal tonight. The crew's mission to the International Space Station is set to launch as early as Saturday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.